of Talk Radio.
Well, here we are. 21st, full moon. Actually, the full moon's about 10:30 tonight. And, of course, we got the tropical music because it's Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy show here in Laguna Beach. It's 74 degrees out right now. The sun is shining. It's beautiful. It's hot. We've been polishing cars this afternoon. It's been a great day. Got one sad tragedy. I guess Don Newsom's mother passed away, which is kind of sad. Mm-hmm. So that's why Don hasn't been around the network lately. We send our condolences out to his family, him and his brother Doug. And other than that sad bit of news, everything else looks pretty good. And tonight we have the one and only Steve Barish. And my parents will be on tonight because they have daylight savings time, and I don't have a volume control for them, and I don't have the microphone hooked up yet that I'm going to be using. So we're going to have parents on here tonight, too. So anyway, without any further ado, I know it's pretty hot back where you are, right, Steve?
Oh, yeah, it's about 28 degrees, and it's really windy out here, so it's pretty cool.
I mean, it's 280 degrees, right?
You know, it might as well be. It's really cold out. Nice for the weather, but it's really cold here.
Wow. Well, we had a guest on about three weeks ago. His name was Colin Ross, medical doctor.
Right, yes.
He sent me a book. Actually, we're selling his book now, and if you guys want it, I can't put it down. It's called The CIA Doctors, Human Rights Violations by American Psychiatrists.
Yes.
And I'm going to be, I do book valuations and stuff, and I just got into it because I'm going to integrate some of his research into my book, Inside Track. And I get some recent declassified CIA documents from time to time when I'm doing the reporting on the NSA. Front page up there, but these are real interesting. These are declassified in 1978. And really interesting, there's an article back here. Check this out from the old days. This is an ad that the CIA ran. Central Intelligence Agency ad. Psychiatrist. The Central Intelligence Agency is seeking full-time board-eligible or certified psychiatrists to participate in psychiatric programs including diagnostic and preventive psychiatry and psychiatric selection. These are big words for Dr. Bell.
Yeah.
Now, previous experience such as military service or overseas living is desirable. The ability to participate in a multidisciplinary psychological and medical group and to communicate psychiatric concepts clearly to non-physicians is essential. Candidates must be available for overseas assignments. Starting salary ranges begins at $90,000. This is back way back there now. Mm-hmm. Coverage by professional liability insurance for line-of-duty medical practice is included. U.S. citizenship is required. Applicants must successfully complete a thorough medical and psychiatric exam, a polygraph interview, and an extensive background investigation. Send resume. Now, if anybody out there wants to apply for this, it's probably still open. Send resume or letter of interest to Personnel Representative Department 961, Office of Medical Services, Central Intelligence Agency, Washington, D.C., 20505. We will respond within 30 days to those judged to be of further interest. The CIA is an equal opportunity employer. And you should read in one section, brain electrode implants. Dr. Harold Wolf, a professor of medicine at Cornell, was the director of the blah, blah, blah. The Human Ecology Foundation, and the investigator of MKUltra Subproject 61. And then, of course, he's got Paperclip in here, and Project Artichoke. Paperclip is when. And I want to read, they took a lot of African Americans, right? And this was called the Tuskegee Study. And it finally was discovered that they were, using them as guinea pigs. This is started in 1933, okay? And before we start our show, I want to read this. Senator Kennedy got involved back before he was president, and he's talking to one of the guys that was involved in a CIA study, a syphilis study, where they didn't treat it, and they didn't want to see how long before they destroyed them. Senator Kennedy is sitting there talking to one of the victims. And this was a 25-year study these guys were in. Senator Kennedy says, did you feel during this period that you were being cured, that you were looking, that they were looking after your medical needs? Mr. Shaw, no, I just got a slap on the back and they said you are good for 100 years. That's all I ever heard. Senator Kennedy, how many years have you been slapped? How many years have they been slapping you on the back? Mr. Shaw, 40 years. Senator Kennedy, you were the study for 40 years? Mr. Shaw, yes, sir. Senator Kennedy, did they give you any kind of compensation while they were doing this study? Mr. Shaw, no, sir, with the exception of a 25-year certificate. Senator Kennedy, 25-year what? Mr. Shaw, 25-year health certificate. They gave us $1 a year, $25. Senator Kennedy, $1 a year. Yes, sir, they, up to that time from 1932 up until the time the 25-year limit ran out. Senator Kennedy, so the only compensation you received has been $25. That's right, Mr. Shaw says. Senator Kennedy, what was the certificate of merit for? I don't know, sir. It was for regular attendance. That's all I can figure. Senator Kennedy, do you think because you kept going back to the nurse and the doctor and letting them take your blood as they told you to do? Yes, sir, Mr. Shaw says. Senator Kennedy, then when you were told to go back, did you think it was a checkup and that since they didn't prescribe medication that therefore you were healthy? What did you assume, Mr. Shaw? Every year they would give us a white tablet for pain and a little vial. I guess it was some type of tonic. Every year for 40 years up till now, we had two different doctors. We would never get the same doctor back each time. Different doctors. Mr. Shaw, different doctors every year. Senator Kennedy, what was the last time you were in the clinic? Mr. Shaw, last year. Senator Kennedy, what did they tell you last year? Slap on the back and said I was good for 100 years. I guess that's a routine. So what happened was, the government in 1974 agreed to an out-of-court settlement because the people sued them, right? Cash payments were made as follows, $37,500 for every living subject, $15,000 for the hairs of deceased subjects, $16,000 to the living control subjects, and $5,000 to the heirs of the deceased controls. In May 1977, President Clinton issued an official apology to the Tuskegee subjects and their families. Just tell me that that isn't the way, you know, just tell me the government hasn't been playing with people. That goes back to 1933. This is going to be in my book, by the way. But
that's amazing.
Yeah, and the people wonder why we have receptors and projectors and all that kind of stuff. And
yes.
And, well, we're showing them why now. We're bringing it all out.
Oh, yeah. You know, what was interesting with Dr. Ross, he was a very interesting man. But I guess what really is fascinating to me that the FDA suppressed placebos and drugs, that the placebos work just as well as the drugs did.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's amazing.
That's for what they were doing, the conditions. But what happened was, with the drugs, people went insane and developed suicidal ideation and started killing people.
Yeah.
That came later. But as far as the complaint goes, in other words, if a person is depressed, they would take the drug for a certain period of time, maybe a year, 6 months, and then, of course, they get the same result as a person taking a placebo, which is usually no result, or they get a little positive result. Then what happens is they switch these drugs to a stronger drug, mm-hmm. and 2 or 3 years, 4 years later, these people go crazy. It takes 3 or 4 years to build up that much angel dust in your brain.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of the drugs, including Paxil, have angel dust in it. It's really amazing that that's suppressed.
Yeah.
People don't get it.
Now, I've got these other books in there. I'm going through all of the studies of the ITAC program, which made the cameras for the Corona program, which was when the U2, they had them in the U2, and they had them in the SR-77. And then the SR-77 was retired, and then they used the space satellites, which they're using now. These are all the old ITAC cameras.
Right.
And ITAC had a bunch of other companies. Digital Equipment Corporation, DEC, was one of them involved. I knew the president of that. He was down in San Diego. I used to call on all these guys. I'm looking at names like Bud Whelan and all these names in these books on these covert projects. And I'm saying, I knew all these guys. I didn't even know what they were up to. I was just selling them stuff and working in their laboratories, you know.
Yep.
I didn't know what we were working on. Nobody ever told us.
Yep.
So I worked on a lot of these projects. This is really exciting. This book is going to be mind-blowing when it comes out, the inside track.
You know, what's very interesting is that with all that's happening right now, the nuclear receptors and projectors can really, really help at this particular juncture.
You know what? I don't see how people can work function without them.
You know, I wear mine, and it's just fascinating. It's just an absolute fascinating tool. It's the receptor itself, the super receptor, is just absolutely fabulous. I remember when I got my first one, the silver one, and I remember the black pouring out of my back, and I called you, and I said, "Fred, I got a lot of black pouring out of my back," and you said, "Yep, that's all the x-rays that you've had."
Yeah.
And that started to pour out of my back. I saw my brain clear. I mean, it's just an amazing tool. Amazing.
Yeah, but you better explain to people, when you see these colors and these substances, that you have an etheric vision, and these are a higher ionic state of discharge, and most people don't have the bandwidth in their eyeballs to see this stuff.
Right. What I usually, when Fred sold me the projector, the super receptor, I can see very clear what's going on when I put on the necklace, and I would see my chakras open up more. I would see my cellular levels change. I would see the toxins coming out of my brain, out of the blood veins and arteries. I would see the cells change, the DNA change, the RNA change. It was very, very interesting to see all this happen. And this is over a period, I think, of 8 or 9 years now, and I ended up switching from the silver receptor to a gold one, and then I got the gold one with the platinum and diamond base on it, you know, and it's just a fabulous tool. I mean, it's just absolutely incredible, and the changes have been, you know, just
how much of this stuff
in some ways.
Yeah, when you used to be out drag racing and stuff, how many of these kinds of things did you see? What kind of spectrum colors and energies.
Gosh, I didn't have that ability back in those days, but it's been a lot of fun to see. Well, I do have it now with my Cobra, so I'll have to see it this year.
Yeah, when did you start having this clairvoyant vision?
When I was 40.
And how old are you now?
65.
Yeah. So what happened? How clear was it before you started wearing the receptor and all that?
It was fairly clear, but with the receptor, I could see even more, and The vision was even more. It's really incredible how bright things got and how clear everything got. And you know, the grass was greener, the trees were greener, everything was browner. As a matter of fact, in the lab we were talking about 6 months ago, and I remember seeing the eyes in the trees and the grass and the flowers. And I think it goes along with the receptor and the projector, because I really asked to be able to see more of nature. As a matter of fact, the projectors, I've got 4 projectors in my room. Actually, I have 3. I lent one to somebody. But I'm in my living room, and in my projector room, my fantasy room, there's a big ball of light right in the center of the room where I massage, and that ball of light stays there all the time. It's very constant.
Is it over your master crystal?
Yes, and my master crystal is under the table. Oh, yes. I have a client, just a fabulous lady, and when she gets on that table, she gets heated up with the master crystal.
Wow.
She actually gets heated up. Now, I had somebody yesterday from South Africa, and she'll be in tomorrow for meditation. And we were working yesterday, and my face, her hands, my arms, the top of my head, we had so much energy in the room that we got burnt.
Wow.
Yeah, it was absolutely incredible. And she actually got burnt, Fred. I mean, we left the room, and our faces were bright red.
Did you have to put aloe vera on them or what?
I put water on my face, I'll tell you that, but the energy... I was saying some ancient Hebrew prayers, and it was just absolutely incredible. But even though the projectors in the room, the crystal in the room, my own energy, her own energy, and we were just getting blasted away. So the things I have in the room, the projectors, the crystal, boy, that stuff really works. And you talked me into this crystal, you rascal.
Yeah.
You kept on talking to me about this crystal. I think for at least a couple of years, you've got to buy a crystal. You got to buy. No, I don't need a crystal. And eventually I bought the crystal, and it's just, I wish I had more money to buy a bigger one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got one. We're getting ready to sell it to a center up north. We brought in I guess it weighs about 100, 110 pounds, and it's clear and it's flawless and it's got a perfect point on it. Ron dug it out. We were down there at the Tucson Rock Show.
Right.
And he stored stuff. I mean, he's had that warehouse down there, stuff in storage for over 20 years. So we quit mining master crystals about 15 years ago. So the ones that we get now are just ones that he finds.
That's amazing.
So he found one, and I bought it on the spot. It wasn't cheap, but I brought it home. It's sitting down there now. Boy, is it pretty.
That's great. The
prettiest one I've seen in a long time.
Really?
Yeah, it's really beautiful. But it's
That's wonderful.
Incredibly expensive, unfortunately. But either I personally will get it, you know.
Yeah, somebody will really enjoy that.
Yeah. We got another one.
I was amazed in how much power we had in that room after I put that crystal in there.
Yeah. Now we got another one.
It's under the table. It's not like above the table. It's under the table.
Yeah, no, I understand. We got another one that's 80 pounds, from the, but it has a bunch of chips on the front. That's going to go cheap. We're going to sell that one off real cheap. It's an 80-pound clear all the way down crystal. But it's just, you know, it was chipped when it came out of the ground, and it's healed a little bit, but it's not one of those flawless perfect points, you know. But it's still a good one for somebody out there.
Yeah, I think somebody will really enjoy it.
Yeah. So anyway,
really
what are you doing now? You're renting out your, you got what you call rent ejector or something, where you rent ejectors out and stuff?
What I did, I lent it to a friend of mine in Brooklyn who's going to give it back to me when we go down to the show. Fred and I are doing a show in New York City.
Yeah.
And do you want to fill him in, Fred?
Yeah, you go ahead. You're doing great.
Okay, great. We're going to a big show in New York City. It's at the New Yorker Hotel. It's going to be the 28th, 29th, and 30th of March. And we were there last year, and we blew everybody away. I mean, the energy from our booth was just, it drew everybody in the place there, and it was just absolutely incredible.
It's how they kicked us out, right?
And
we got too much energy, and they threw us out on the last day.
Yeah. What happened was Fred puts on a show, just a fabulous show. And if you're in the New York area, you got to see Fred do this show. It's absolutely incredible. And I don't want to discuss it. You got to see it, though. It's just absolutely amazing. It's mind-blowing.
Now, we give some really far-out demonstrations people can't believe when we start showing how, you know, quantum entanglement works. That's what we demonstrate with several people, like three people, you know.
Right. It's just fabulous. It really does work. And I guess we're going to have a lot of receptors, a lot of projectors, Rays of Truth, Crystals of Light books. I mean, it's just a fabulous book. It's just absolutely filled with so much knowledge you can't find anywhere else. And you know what I was reading about, which is really amazing, is the Tree of Life tuning forks.
Oh, yeah, we got those.
That's incredible.
Yeah, we have
those. That's really incredible. You got that down pat.
Yeah.
You got all the scripts. Every one of them has their own sound. It's absolutely amazing.
Yeah, no, we've got tuning forks here.
Right, and I guess the thing that I'm really interested in right now is that hydrogen quantum sound generator.
Yeah. We finally.
I remember you playing that at home, and, boy, I was feeling the energy just changing my body all over the place.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Does that work?
Yeah, no, it's working good.
Yeah, I haven't heard the tuning forks yet.
Well, remember I told you I thought we had that ear infection, but it was actually a blockage from wax in my ear?
Yes.
Like, I used that tuning fork to help get rid of that. It vibrated that stuff loose.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and I
That's
had
incredible.
Used pretty clean ears, but somehow or other, they got clogged up when I was in San Francisco, you know?
Wow. That's incredible. I know that it worked for me because I was listening to the chimes.
Yeah.
And boy, the energy was just, I could feel my aura changing. I could see the light in the aura go from blue to red to, let me see, make sure the colors here. It went from blue to yellow to white. It was just absolutely incredible.
Wow.
And I remember that, and it was really, really powerful, extremely powerful. But I'm really interested in the tuning forks and the hydrogen quantum sound generator. It's got to be really incredible. But I guess the interesting part about everything is that receptor. That's where I started with you. And the first time I saw that, I thought it was the most beautiful thing I ever saw. And then we were talking about the Palladian experience along with the receptor. And how that got influenced with them, and how you got that from Simjazi and, you know, NASA. And it was just just absolutely fabulous, and I've never seen anything like it before or since.
Yeah, no, it's pretty amazing, you know. We have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But we're still learning from this stuff. That's what, and now that we're realizing these horrible satellite programs and all this stuff that they're putting onto the people, not just America, but all over the world.
Right.
You know, those receptors are, you just about have to have one now, you know, at least that's what I think.
It, I noticed there's a lot more happening with me. We have to discuss it, I think, privately.
Yeah.
But there's a lot more that's going on with the receptor now. I will talk about it when I get to New York.
Yeah.
But it's covering a lot more bases than what we even thought of.
Well, remember when
I think
we told
it has
you,
its own mind, to be honest with you.
Yeah, well, remember I told you a long time ago that the way this technology works is that your DNA, as we go around the Pleiades every 26,000 years,
right.
The DNA has new levels. It has new genetic changes that are supposed to take
right,
place.
Right.
These genetic changes allow people like everywhere to be able to have the clairvoyant vision that you have and all that stuff. You
right,
know, everybody should
right.
have that, not just you. But because you've been working with it, you've developed it. Anybody can do it, but they have to work at it, you know?
Yeah, you got to work at it. And I'm massaging between five and six people a day.
Yeah.
And I'm using energy on every one of the clients. And what I've been able to do now is to be able to clean the DNA. It just comes out of the body, and I can see the strands, and I can see where the DNA is toxic. And we just go in there and clean it out.
Yeah.
And so it's really amazing. It goes back into the body by itself. But I'm working on the eyes right now. And I think about 6-7 years ago, I was telling you about, you know, touching the eyes and hearing different tones around the eyes.
Yeah.
And I had a woman in here the other day who had macular degeneration. And she was having spots and all different kinds of crazy things going on with her eyes. And I could see the light changing around the inside of the eye and the outside of the eye, and some of the darkness went away. So I'm still working on that, but there's a lot to be done, Fred. And I owe a lot to the projectors and to the receptors to be able to push me and advance me even more forward with that. So I know that that's playing a big role.
Yeah,
very,
well, you know,
big role.
Your DNA reproduces its replication every 7 years, and with all this negative energy that these different folks are throwing at us now, you know, it has everybody, most people are, you know, dying quicker. They're sped up their death rate, you know, the death clock. And so that's why so the death clock, that means the serotonin levels go up, and you need to, and so they throw these drugs at you to inhibit them, which doesn't help any. It makes it worse. And so as a result of all that, people are having a shorter spiritual life or no spiritual life. The physical body can go a little bit longer now, but the person inside of it's not really awake yet.
Yep.
So the receptor, when you wear it, that's why we change the gemstone out every 7 years. I change out.
Mm-hmm.
I've been wearing the receptor since 81. So
however
long, how long is that? 91, 01, So I've changed stones a lot. I got to the diamond now, you know.
Yeah.
I started out with an amethyst, and then I had an emerald, and then I had a. Well, you know, I had an emerald because I was way overweight there for a while. That got my weight back down. Then I had a heart problem, and so because my cholesterol levels, that wasn't really cholesterol, but I had some plaque, and so I had to get the sapphire on it, fixed that. My blood pressure went back to, you know, to normal, like 170 over 120. But I mean, I went through all kind of problems because I didn't eat all that good there for a while, you know.
Right.
I mean,
right.
I ate most of my life. I did pretty good, but there was a kind of, you know, I went through the change of life, the male menopause stage, which was in my late 40s, early 50s, I kind of got screwed up there for a while. I couldn't believe I was human. You know, I thought I was something beyond that, and I found that I was very human. I couldn't abuse myself at all.
Yeah.
So the receptor really helped me out there.
Yep.
And that's what it does, you know.
Well, it's an amazing tool. I remember I was down, I think it was 8 years ago, and that's where I first, 9 years ago maybe, in Toronto. And the following year, you had come out, and I tried on a diamond, 18-karat gold with a diamond in the center.
Yeah.
And within the first 30 seconds, I was out of my body. I didn't even know where I was for about an hour. So I took it off, and I said, man, this is way too much for me. And it took about 8 years before I could get a diamond around my neck. So.
Well, I had a guy in New York City at that same show we're going to be at. About 10 years ago, he came up, big, tall, thin guy. He's nice, but he was very skeptical. He's almost, you know, laughing at us.
So
he basically was laughing at us.
Right.
And so he says, I'll tell you what, I don't believe in this stuff. I think it's, you know, just jewelry, and it's, I don't even know if I like it, the looks of it. But he said, if you let me wear this thing for an hour or two, you know, I'll buy one. If I feel anything, he said, I'll buy one.
Right.
You know? And I said, fine. You know, I didn't give him a silver one or a gold one to wear. I gave him one of the cheaper ones, you know, the little inexpensive ones. I said, here, try this on. He seemed like an honest guy. He was very forthright. He was very, he wasn't negative. He was just incredibly skeptical, you know.
Right.
And those are my favorite kind.
Okay.
And so, so he come back about an hour and a half later, and he's bright red. And he's freaked out because I gave him a diamond, you know, cubic zirconian.
Yeah.
That's the strong one, and even in the inexpensive model. So he come back, and he's bright red. Well, what it did is it triggered the histamines in his body. It's like he thought he was like if somebody took about a gram of niacin.
Yeah.
And he took it off. He came back, and he's holding it, and he's burning up. His face is bright red. He says, am I going to recover? He says, this thing did something to me. I'm all red, and I'm hot. And so I said, yeah. I said, yeah. What happened was I explained to him what happened. He says, I really believe in this now.
That's great.
And so I said, well, do you want to buy one? He says, want to buy one? I explained to him I gave him the wrong one on purpose because I wanted a reaction.
Right.
So he says, I want to become a distributor, sell these to my skeptical friends. So he bought six of them.
That's great.
He still sells them.
Yeah, that's amazing.
We tested him for the right one. He needed something like, I don't know, amethyst. I forget what he needed, but it was nothing like a diamond, you know.
Yeah.
So he bought six of them. Yeah, right on
that's
the spot,
amazing.
Paid cash. That was funny.
That's wild.
And he was really skeptical.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we had a couple of those last year, too.
Huh?
6 months ago, 8 months ago when we were down there. And they really, I had one that bought one. I mean, they really bought a big expensive one, and they loved it.
Yeah.
I think her husband came back and bought one, too. So it's really amazing, you know, the power these things put out. And I think now, right now, with everything that's going on with the planet, I think it's really, really important to do. The other thing is, Fred, is that on my program, I'm teaching people how to stand in the light. There's a way of standing in perfect access.
Right.
And you can bring light down from heaven, have it go through your body and go right down to the center of the earth. And I have a lot of people doing that now, and I think that's making a difference with the light that's coming into the earth. And I am talking about the projectors and the receptors in my program.
Yeah.
So hopefully maybe we'll have some visitors in New York City. So that'd be fun.
Yeah, we got people coming there, too. You know, they always hear us. We always have a lot of listeners on the show. By the way, if anybody wants to call in and talk with us, this is an open mic microphone. The other night we get so wound up we forget the people are out there and they have to talk to us, you know.
Yeah.
I'll put the numbers
but there's,
out. You want to put the numbers out or you want me to?
You can do it, Fred.
Okay, the toll free number is 877-876-5227 in the United States. The US and Canada is 888-815-9756. And the direct line to BBS Radio is 530-876-3222. That's 876-3222, 530 area code if you do want to call in. And there's
listen,
a caller
buddy.
Already. See, we let them call, and then who's on the line?
Yeah, this is Nick in Costa Rica.
Nick?
Hi, Nick.
Yes.
How's it
Hi.
Going down there in Costa Rica?
Oh, the weather's beautiful. Nice and cool and breezy. Sunny sky today.
Wow, is it about 75 or so?
I'm at about 3,400 feet above sea level, so we have good weather year-round.
Wow.
You guys didn't have anybody calling, so I thought I'd better call.
Yeah, you better call right away, because
we don't
get you on my show too much, but these guests I have all the time. But I have a little bit of a slow period, and we love to talk to people out there and find out what we need to be doing, you know?
Yeah, it's the first time I've called you. I've heard you on Coast to Coast, and you're a real trip.
Yeah. I think I am. I look at myself in the mirror and say, what's the matter with me? How come the mirror didn't break, you know?
Yeah.
So what do you do down there anyway?
Well, I'm retired, disability. I had bypass surgery about 6 years ago, and and other problems, and but I'm doing okay. I don't know, are you guys doing any healing tonight?
Yeah, Steve's always up for it.
Yeah, Max, do me a favor,
Steve,
would you?
You've worked with him before.
Yeah, Max, do me a favor.
Yes?
Take your shoes off.
What am I wearing for shoes?
I don't know what you're wearing for shoes.
Well, you know what they are? They're called Cozy Soles, and you put them in the microwave.
Yeah.
And, because my feet feel really cold ever since I had chelation, and the doctor gave me the chelation too quick, like in a little under an hour.
Are you standing on a wooden floor right now?
Now I'm putting them on the tile floor, yeah.
Okay, do me a favor. Are your feet down?
Yes,
are
I took
feet
the shoes
off. Shoes?
Shoes are off and my feet are on the tile floor.
Okay, do me a favor.
Uh-huh.
Just breathe straight through. We need to clear out the bottom part of your body very quickly. It's starting to clear now, so I need the energy just to go through your body. Can you feel that neck going through the top of your head all the way down the bottom of your feet now?
Oh, gee.
No, that's right.
Sure.
You can't feel that well. Okay.
I don't
remember. You're starting to clear out very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
You should feel more grounded now if you can feel it, Nick.
My feet really just drive me crazy there.
Are you using a receptor?
No. No.
It'd be a real good thing to buy a receptor, Nick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sapphire would be the gun you'd want to get.
Yeah, blue sapphire would be perfect for him.
Yeah, it brings your nerves back to your areas that, because it's in the heart frequency. So whatever circulation problems you've had, which is normal when you have a heart problem, the nerves don't get enough oxygen, they're destroyed, so you get a loss of feeling. And
right,
this will bring it back. I mean, your body brings it back, but it'll help get rid of the blockages. It's like having Steve Barrios just there all the time working on you.
Mm-hmm.
It's clear now, Nick.
Okay, I'm not sure I can feel anything. I wish it would help my feet.
Well, you're actually opening up to Mother Earth right now. The chakras in the bottom of your feet are opening up, and you should be able to feel that energy going through your feet.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't, that's okay, but it's actually going down to Mother Earth. I can actually see the light in the center of the earth, and you're being touched by it now.
Actually, Steve, I think you could use a ruby. You know, I think circulation could be increased, and it's
okay.
It hits the triple warmer in the chi
right.
meridians.
Right.
Triple warmer. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The ruby. I think a ruby would be better than an emerald.
It would give them a high energy boost for sure.
Yeah, and you might get some hot flashes, but that's okay.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You think the ruby rather than the emerald? Huh?
Yeah. No, not an emerald. You don't need an emerald, and a ruby. Works with the pituitary gland, which is a tropic hormone, so it's going to affect your entire body. All
right,
it'll
help the adrenals, too, so, you know, it's really good stuff.
Yeah, give Miguel over at Pyridine, the 800 number there. I don't know, it's the 949 from down there, I think, yeah. I'll give you a phone number if you need it.
Yeah, it's 729-2603, so it'll be 1949.
No, it's 499-2603.
Okay.
Yeah, because that 72603 is the 800 number. I don't know if it works down where he's at.
Okay.
Well, I have voice over internet, which is what I'm on now, so I can call, you know, anywhere, no problem.
Oh, okay, and then use the 800 number, 800-729-2603.
Okay.
Get one of those silver.
Yeah,
silver
that's exactly
ring.
What I was picking up too, Fritz.
Yeah, the ruby?
The silver with the ruby, yeah.
Yeah, because I thought, you know, I could see that... I can see the damage that was done, but it's healing now. He needs to turn it. It's like a car that ran out of gas. Now he needs to put some gas in the tank and fire it up again.
Yep.
Yeah, I got
the
gas
line out, you know?
A lot of little things. You know, macular degeneration supposedly starting, cataract supposedly starting.
Yeah, that's because your vibration level is too low, and that's all viral. That's all virus, as you're describing. Everything you're describing is a virus. This will fry that stuff right out of your system.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing you want to get is our trace mineral formula to go with it.
Yeah, I also need to get back into meditation. I started meditating when I was in East Bay, San Francisco, back in the 70s. And only after about 6 weeks of meditation I had an experience where I felt like I was above myself in a bright, silvery white light, and total bliss, you know, and it stuck with me for quite a long time.
I went through that at one point in my life, actually, for quite a while. I have a tendency to get grounded out too much and back in the daily flow of people, you know, things where people live in this world that don't do that stuff.
Right.
So we don't hold on to it. We think, but we need to, it's the discipline. When you live in this world, you got to keep the discipline up, unfortunately.
Yes, you really do.
And the body, you know, I noticed, I remember very well when I was very young. I feel that way now, but I have to work out way more, you know, work out, exercise. I mean, I used to go out and eat like a pig and stay thin. Now I can go out and eat cottage cheese and tomatoes for a week and gain weight. I mean, it sucks.
Right. I understand that.
Yeah. You got to work out a lot.
I can't even walk up a hill or a couple flights of stairs and I'm all out of
breath.
Yeah.
The Rubio will help motivate you, but you're still going to need the exercise.
Yeah.
Are you walking much?
A little. I go to the mall and walk every day a little, but I need to walk more, I suppose.
Yeah, or just buy yourself a little old bicycle and ride it around. They're fun. That's what I'm trying to get back. I got a beautiful 10-speed. I don't ride it enough.
Yeah, down here I'll get run over.
I know. It's fun. You can go a long way on a bike in a day without too much. It's a constant flow of work, you know, when you do that.
Sure.
You know, and it's great.
Why am I
walking and running boring? You know, bicycle riding is more fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I thank you guys a lot.
Oh, you're welcome.
Nick, don't forget, call him about that silver projector, super receptor, because that'll really, really help you, buddy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll help you listen immediately.
Right. Thanks a lot.
Most people do.
Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Interesting guy.
Yeah. Have you worked with him before?
Yes, he called me about 3 or 4 times.
Yeah, sounds like. He just, you know, I know, I can see right where he's at. He's just got, he's just got enough viruses going on in his body where it's gotten down into his bones. And when that happens, which a lot of people, it does, that Ruby will just toast that puppy right out of there. And then the motivation comes, but you still got to do the exercise, but the motivation comes. Look at you, you've been losing weight, right?
Yep, I joined Weight Watchers and I'm down 17.5 pounds.
That's a lot.
Yeah. So I look and feel better, actually.
Yeah, you're probably jumping around now. And you know your car will go faster. If you throw 17 pounds out of a car, it's quicker. Huh?
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yep. Hello?
Yeah, another caller.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Who's on the line?
My name's Marina.
Marina.
Yeah.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Arizona.
How hot is it over there today? Is it about 80?
Yeah, it's really nice.
Yeah, there you go. What part of Arizona?
Scottsdale, North Scottsdale.
Oh, yeah. It's nice over there.
A little bit higher altitude. It's good.
A little bit. I like it, Scottsdale.
Yeah.
So what are you doing today? Been working or hanging out or what?
Well, partly working and partly trying to formulate new projects and hanging out and listening to your show for the first time.
Really? You don't know. If you had listened to my show before this, you probably wouldn't be calling in, because we ambush first-time callers.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, we ambush them.
Oh,
we got people coming right in. We got agents coming in, doing a phone tap, coming into Scottsdale as we speak.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I'm sure you do.
Yeah. Stink gets them on the East Coast. I get them out west here, you know.
Oh, boy.
So what kind of stuff do you do for a living?
Well, I do a number of things. I do, my husband and I have a drug testing company. And I also do practice management and work with doctors and setting up their offices.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
So how'd you find out about BBS Radio?
Well, actually, through Dr. Bell's website. We're good friends with Stephen Halpern.
Oh, yeah. I call him Stevie. We did an album together called Higher Ground.
Yeah, it's a fantastic album. I listen to it all the time. I send it to all my doctors and tell them to use it in their reception area.
Yeah, that's Music RX.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
It is. And I just bought a new receptor for the first time, and it's in the mail as we speak.
Wow.
And I'm not sure if it was the right one, but I think based on what Michaela said, it was pretty
good. Which one did you get?
I got the Ruby.
Yeah, we've just been talking about that.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. I heard that.
A lot of times, you know, women will try to jump on the Emerald.
Yeah.
But I find a lot of times the Ruby works better for them, you know?
Yeah.
Especially if the energy is, it's more about, it's not only really raising the energy level, it's motivating yourself to do things that raises the energy level.
Okay, well, I'm highly motivated. I think the biggest issue that I've run into has been that every time we get at some point in a project, things go really well, and then something changes, and then things don't follow through. Things don't happen. Like big sales, you know, a couple of different clients who are like really interested. Everything's going really, really well. And at the very last minute, something happens and it falls apart.
Yeah.
It's been going on for 2 to 5 years.
Yeah, that when you get your aura a little bit more set, then your confidence, is you project a subconscious confidence level, and then they won't do that to you. I've been through that. I understand how that's frustrating, you know.
Well, it's frustrating, and we're, you know, I'm going broke.
Yeah, you can't do that.
No, so it's like, how do I... Like,
well, the other thing you might consider, you're just getting your receptor, but... when you want to make people more motivated, that's what we use a thing called quantum entanglement, and it'll be time to get a projector, too, pretty soon.
Yeah, well, I've heard that I have to wait 6 months, so...
No, you don't have to wait 6 months.
Uh-huh.
It depends. You know, I had a guy come down. Well, he actually been wearing a silver one, but,
uh-huh.
We put people on projectors without waiting 6 months.
Okay.
We originally thought that's what it was, but there are some situations where we don't have to do that anymore, because...
Well, yeah.
When we make these things and put them out there, and the projector is fairly new, we don't really know what they do sometimes. I mean, we're learning.
Yeah.
We have an idea where to start, but we don't know the totality of what the consciousness change is when you wear them.
Yeah, sure. How can you?
Yeah, and that's why I've been doing this for so many years, because it's fun to watch.
Yeah.
You know, it's called shooting from the hip.
Yeah. If your hips
were. Well, Steve was a big skeptic. I mean, he really was.
I'm sure.
Was a hard head, but he's into all this stuff now.
Oh, yeah,
yes, I am.
He actually makes money. I got him on the radio show, my radio show, and he was scared to come on as a guest.
Uh-huh.
Now he has his own show. Yeah.
Oh, he does. Awesome.
Yeah, he's making money. Yeah, he sold his tent and moved into a house, and, I mean, he's doing well now.
Oh, yeah, I know. He is doing well. We've done a lot of work with him before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what exactly do you guys do in your business, precisely?
Well, the business that's been taking care of us financially has been the drug testing business. So my husband invented an on-site drug testing cup.
Right.
The tests for up to 10 drugs in under 5 minutes.
Wow.
At a lab. So we sell it worldwide. But he was the inventor of the cup and the patent holder for 4 different patents. But then it got knocked off, and everybody's been going price gouging by, you know, who's doing manufacturing in China and everything. And it's like the pioneer is left kind of going, well, it's, oops.
Sorry. Well, his patent hasn't run out, has it?
No, it's still good. But then we run into, you know, obstacle after obstacle after obstacle, and, you know, people challenging us and people, you know, knocking it off and lowering their price and problems with our manufacturer and everything. So it's created... an income stream, but it's been dwindling, and it's harder and harder to get things open and moving.
Yeah, with, you know, like, I just had Mikkel fly over to Vegas last week to check out De Beers, the diamond maker. We were looking at an infringement over there on our receptor design.
Yeah.
I don't think we have one, because it's quite a ways different, quite a bit. It doesn't have a bridge or the pyramids in it, but
no. We
got in a phone call, and I have a really powerful patent firm that I work with, and It's very wise to have those kind of guys around, because they go after them, you know. And you have to protect yourself, because there's a bunch, they'll just rip you off.
I know. Well, patents are only good.
You
got to
have an enforcer.
As much as you can be enforced. That's right. And we have a contingency law firm who's doing all of the litigation for it. But
is he a patent attorney?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
We got the fifth largest patent a firm in the country.
Yeah.
Or in the world,
actually. I got one of the largest ones, too, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's really, you know, they're really great. It's just that things happen like the other side is challenging the patents on technicalities.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it sits in the patent office. The patent office doesn't want to respond. And
well, they never want to respond,
you know, so
yeah.
It's always, and or, you know, they just, it's obstacle after obstacle, even though we have all the right pieces in place.
Yeah, you need a projector system. I mean, that's what I would do.
Okay.
Yeah, you need one standalone, and you need to get one that you wear.
Yeah.
Talk to Mikkel about that more than Michaela. Michaela's new with us, and
uh-huh.
She doesn't understand all the ins and outs. Mikkel knows quantum entanglement. She's worked with it.
Okay.
In fact, she's had miraculous experiences with it, so better than I have even. So,
really?
And then... It really will help you. That's, and you need to program that thing, and it makes their head change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
that's
yeah.
the thing. The receptor is great for your body because you need to reach. That's your battery charger.
Oh, I see.
You know what I mean? But now,
husband,
once your battery's charged up, then you got to hook it up to the vehicle to make things happen.
Uh huh.
That's the best way I can explain it.
Right.
You got the battery charger. Now you got to hook it up to the generator.
Oh, okay. Well, I got one for my husband.
You haven't got it yet. I know, but it's coming. Yeah.
Yeah, and I got the Sapphire for my husband too.
That's great.
So, what's your husband think of all this technology?
Oh, he loves it.
Yeah,
oh,
that's odd. Yeah,
he understands it, you know, and he loves it. I think he met you. He also met you.
Oh, okay.
Briefly a few years ago too. So he knows what it is, and he's tapped in, you know, via.
What's he been doing? Was this his own business, or
yeah,
did he have something before this time?
He invented that product, and then he's been a financial management consultant and inventor and builder and all sorts of things.
Yeah.
Yeah,
cool.
All sorts of things. He's been said that he's a Pleiadian, too. So.
All right. Where's he from? Where's his hometown?
He was born in New Jersey and then grew up in California.
Oh, okay. And where are you from?
I was born in California and
grew up
all
in New
over
Jersey.
The country. Yeah. So I'm just trying to, you know, really look at how to use this to move forward.
Yeah. Now you'll find when you work with this stuff, it's just not your energy that entanglement involves, and it's very proven now in quantum mechanics and physics. As a matter of fact, when I have Michio Kaku come out of my show on April 4th, you really want to listen to that show. He works with Stephen Hawking, and he was friends with Carl Sagan. This guy's been around the block, and he's the most famous physicist on the planet right now.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to be talking about this stuff in about 3 weeks.
Uh-huh.
You want to hear that, you know, listen to that show.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I'll definitely tune in. So, well, I'm looking forward to that, and then actually looking at which projector. I'm not sure which projector would be the best for me,
On those, it doesn't matter what's it comes with a cubic zirconian, which is fine.
Uh-huh.
That's pretty intense. I've put them on psychics, you know, very well-known psychics, and that even the standard model in silver is too much for them. So then we had to cut them back down to a yellow sapphire.
Yeah.
But, if you can handle it, I mean, that's the one to get, you know, the cubic zirconium one, and then get one of the standalones. You probably want to keep your budget tight so you don't need four standalones. Use one.
Yeah,
just use the one and focus on the location of where these people are that are giving you the problems.
Uh-huh.
Visualize them.
Uh-huh.
And visualize them, the problems going away for you and more problems for them.
Okay.
And look for the truth, and that'll happen real quick.
Right.
You don't have to wait long.
Right.
What do you say about that, Steve?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think that she could wear one now.
Yeah, that's what I figured, you know.
Yep. Yeah. And I think she can actually wear one now. I think it would be really good for her.
Yeah, she's pretty intense. That's good. That's a good thing coming from me, you know.
Okay.
If you can handle all this surveillance you're getting right now all around your house and everything, Dr. Bell, then you're in great shape.
Yeah. Well, I can't do a stand-up right now, but certainly I try.
Well, start with the other one, then.
Right. You mean the neck, the pendant?
Yeah, and then alternate your wearing period.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Don't wear both at once.
Oh, okay.
You know, get the receptor. And the silver will probably take a few weeks to get to you anyway. Once you order, you just put a deposit on. You have to pay for the whole thing right away.
Okay.
And then when it gets there, you'll have already got an experience because you're going to need to do the feeling with it. The other thing is when you wear the receptor, take it off and rinse it off at the end of the day underwater.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Because it becomes radioactive. There's so much radiation out there now that affects our bodies, and so you need to rinse it off so the next day you won't have, you know, any radiation on your body. If you don't, your body will start storing radiation right along with the receptor, which is already doing anyway.
Right.
And that's where people get all this cancer, especially women with breast cancer. It's usually, give you an example of what I'm talking about. If you take the average woman that's, you know, drinking milk from a cow, and she's pregnant, right?
Yeah.
And then she has her own breast milk, and she crosses a state line having drinking cow's milk herself, she can be arrested by the FDA for transporting a radioactive substance, strontium-90, across the state line. That's how much radiation is in a woman's breast.
Wow.
So no wonder they get breast cancer. These are national studies.
Yeah.
They just aren't released to the public.
No, of course not. It's getting worse and worse.
Yeah. So just so you know, so that's why it's very important to wash that receptor every single day.
Yeah, with just plain water?
Yeah, just for like 30 seconds.
Okay.
You know, if we're ever in radioactive fallout, the first thing they tell you to do is take a shower, you know.
Okay.
That's the biggest preventive there is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
do you have any questions about any of this stuff?
Not at the moment. There's a lot to learn, a lot to pick up.
Yeah. Have you got the book, The Rays of Truth book?
No, I don't yet.
Yeah, you need to get one of those. They're only $27. You order it on eBay, you'll get it for $20.
Okay.
I sell it for $20 on eBay.
Okay.
I just printed a fourth printing of them. Then I got a new book called The Inside Track that'll be out in the fall. So look for that one sometime in the future.
Are you going to be coming out to the Phoenix area at all?
Hmm?
You come out to the Phoenix area at all?
Yeah, I do, actually. But I usually visit my... I got a friend of mine over there, John Anderson. He started Isogenics and recently sold it. But, I mean,
uh-huh.
I used to come over there, and we make our vitamins over there in Chandler and
uh-huh.
In our minerals now also. So I come over for that.
Okay.
Unless somebody puts a seminar together, then I'll gladly come over there because I love Arizona.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's good certain times of the year, of course.
Yeah, yeah. I don't care for it in the middle of the winter.
Yeah.
But this time of year is the perfect time to be there.
Yeah, it's just nice now. Yeah.
Yeah, it's before you start frying eggs on the sidewalk.
Exactly.
There.
And on your car and in your seat.
I know that. I know Steve doesn't know because he's from New York. But Steve, what they do in Arizona is they paint their sidewalks black in one area, keep it clean, and in the morning they throw eggs on it and they cook them.
Right.
it must get very warm out there.
And then you can just hose it off. You don't have to clean a frying pan. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's what they do over there.
True solar power.
Yeah, solar power.
Yeah. Well, okay, I'll be in touch then and order more.
Yeah, yeah. Get that projector and give us a call and call in on the show. And, you know, Steve's always on with me, my sidekick here, once a month.
Yeah.
Because we get two or three, four guests, and then we like to kick back and talk about the guests and what we've covered that month, kind of reiterate the previous shows. And that's kind of our cycle here in my show, anyway.
Well, Michaela had said that Steve was very helpful for her. And
yeah.
He helped her move through a lot of stuff. So I was going to tune into his show and do a healing, and we'll find out.
You need to tune into Steve's show. Is it 3 o'clock on Saturdays?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 6 o'clock, actually. That's right, 3 o'clock
on
Saturdays.
Time,
yeah, they're on the same time we are. They're smart. Mm-hmm. They don't do the daylight time thing, you know, like we do.
Right.
It's called the Steve Barish Healing Hour. I've been opening up your aura as we've been speaking, so
I've
been doing that for you.
I can feel something.
Yeah, she needs a little turbo boost there, you know, to get rid of this.
Yep.
I hate these patent fights. I've been through them. I know what they are.
Yeah.
It sucks.
It's
the best way to say it.
Millions.
Yeah.
$1 million on this for the past
years. I know.
It's unreal.
I know. It's a big deal.
Yeah.
People, you know, infringement is very bad.
Uh-huh.
I'm really down on that one.
Yeah.
If people invent something, they should have the right to prosper from it.
That's right, they should.
Yeah, exactly, and other people share it, too.
But everybody else, the Me Too country comes along and does it instead.
Yeah.
And then they think cheaper is better, and then people go for that.
Yeah.
So.
Well, look forward to seeing you sometime. You know, we do that seminar. We're going to announce our seminar in Laguna Beach in June.
Well, we go to California Laguna Beach area a lot.
Yeah, and you can come over in June to our seminar and hang out at Aliso Creek Inn and stuff. It's a beautiful inn. It's like $150 a night, and you get a whole suite because they get my special rate down there, and you're right by the ocean.
Oh, that's great. Well, my brother lives in Aliso Creek, so.
Oh, cool.
Fantastic.
Very good.
Okay.
Well thanks
look for
calling
that.
In.
Well, thank you
so much.
Thank you, Steve.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
What a nice lady.
Yeah, she's really great. I know what they're going through. You know, people... You know, these scientists, and, you know, I never lived so much on my patents, but, boy, I'll tell you what, I got patents on all my stuff now, the major stuff. You got to have them.
Yeah.
You know, I tried to get the patent on the pyramid itself.
Yeah.
That was a pyramid that was given to a company on a construction project, so I could never patent the pyramid. I'd be a billionaire.
But, wow. I know I love my pyramid I got. It's just fabulous. I sleep a lot better with it.
Oh, yeah, everybody does, you know.
No.
Yeah, you
really
you,
fabulous.
You got that right after the show last year, didn't you?
Yep, sure did.
Yeah,
sure
that was
did.
Good.
So
what else?
I'm looking at my,
about 3 minutes.
I'm looking at my star orb.
Yeah.
And it's filled with light.
Yeah.
It's actually filled with light, the whole inside of the star orb.
Yeah.
And about about a foot and a half out, it's just pure white light.
Wow.
So I don't know what's going on. Let me stand a little bit farther away and take a look at that. Yeah, Fred, it's lit up like a Christmas tree, honest to goodness. Evidently something's going on. I think we have a lot more energy coming in, to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah, we do. You know, remember I told you we were programming for the gold prices to go down because that was
yeah.
just a, you know, a One World Order scam to scam our money down?
Right, it
dropped $100 this week.
Wow.
Gold did. Platinum
Good.
Dropped $500.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah, they
yeah.
We programmed that on the projector to do that.
That's great.
Yeah. And it'll
That's
go down
great.
More. So don't buy any gold right now. Wait till it gets
no,
down.
No.
Get down to about
no,
600 and buy some, you know.
Yeah.
That's about where it'll go.
Yep.
You know, oil prices will go down, too. But, I mean, that's just a big scam, $110
yeah,
a barrel
is.
Oil.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
The Bushes love to make money, and they, you know, that's how they do it.
Yeah. No, I agree.
That's what
yeah,
they do.
We had a pretty good smoking show tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it was a good one.
Yep. It was fabulous. Thank you for having me on, by the way.
Yeah, I've thought about it, not having you on ever again, but then I realized that wouldn't be any good, so you better be on all the time.
Yeah, well, we have that show coming up on the 28th, 29th, and 30th in New York City, and I think it would be fabulous if a lot of people would show up there. We do have a lot of fun there.
Yeah, no, it's a blast. I like
it's
that.
It's really a blast.
They got the remodeling done in the hotel.
Oh, cool.
And they got that. It's the remodeling is done, and that TikTok is that's a fun place to go in. That's a really you know, it's a fun place to go in, that TikTok restaurant.
I enjoyed that a lot.
Yeah.
It's like a delicatessen.
Yeah, and they have good food, and it's vegetarian. They got a whole vegetarian thing that I've created for myself with them.
That's fabulous.
Yeah.
It's fabulous.
Yeah, yeah. All right, well, I got to run. Okay.
Okay, buddy.
And we were down to, we're down to about a minute here, you know. So I'm going to be closing out the show. And I'm getting ready to get. It's still sun. You know, the sun hasn't even set yet. You know, it's because it's this new time. It's just about to. We beautiful sunset. So we're down here in Dr. Bell's Health Science and Energy Show. If you want to get a hold of our company, it's 1-800-729-2603. My email address is fredbell@paradigm.com. And check out the RaiseTheTruth.tv website. We got a lot of new videos over there about where I used to meet with the UFOs and stuff. And Samasi, it's all on video now. High definition. And we're out of here. Health, Science, and Energy Show.